up, everybody? Welcome back.
Welcome back, late bloomers. My name is Tom.
What's up, guys? It's Sheen.
How we doing, Gene?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. You know, remember, should we talk about those three dudes at Ralph's yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They were fucking weird. Can you explain what happened?
Okay, so pretty much there were three guys at Ralph's, and Tom and I were grocery shopping, and there was a girl that was also grocery shopping.
Super fucking hot.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Huge fake tits.
She's in her gym gear.
Yeah, blonde. Had like a tiny little sports bra on, yeah. Blonde, yeah. Super tan, hot, right?
Just hot, yep.
She had her headphones in.
Yep.
And was wearing a mask.
Yep.
Right? And very focused in on her grocery shopping.
Yep.
The three dudes were like checking her out, and you could tell like they wanted to talk to her,
yep.
But they didn't.
Yep. They were just grouped up, probably what, 20 feet away?
Yeah.
And they were just, you could tell they're all whispering and like, what do we say? She's so hot. Like, even the security guy walks over and gets distracted by her when he's trying to help another customer.
Right, right.
And me and Gene are watching this and we're going, should we say something to them? Like, should we help them? Should we show them how it's done and go up to her and try to do our thing? And we ended up not doing it. And what would you, if we were to go back, and this is what I want to talk about this episode, is I want to talk about what is the right way, instead of staring, because by the way, she knows those guys were staring, 100%.
Right.
Headphones in, masks on, doesn't matter. She knows, she's used
also,
to that.
Also, people are always staring at her.
Yeah.
Especially when she's wearing a fucking tiny little sports bra with her huge fake tits popping out everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And those guys, I mean, you know, she knows what she's doing. Right.
Exactly.
And you see this all the time when the bars hopefully reopen soon. All the clubs are open. You always see guys kind of grouped up, beard to chest, and they're trying to figure out what to say. And Gene and I, over the years, have found out exactly what to do to get pretty good success.
Right.
And let's just start with that story really quick. What would you have told that guy, those groups of guys, go up to that girl? How would you have done it?
So how would I have approached the guys to tell the guys what to do to the girl? Or
Yeah. If you went like, hey guys, this is try this. Go up to her and do this. What would you have said?
Well, I think the first thing you gotta do is once she realizes that you're staring,
yeah.
Then it's, I'm not gonna tell you not to stare at her, but it already becomes weird.
Yeah, you're taking right? already.
Right.
Yeah,
she notices that. And at that point, you might as well approach. Because now, let's say you continue following her and continue staring at her.
Yeah.
Then it starts becoming creepy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So at some point, instead of following her, you got to go and approach her.
Right.
The second thing is, once you don't approach her for a certain amount of time, it's only going to get worse and worse for you guys.
Yeah. You're going to hover and you're going to circle like sharks.
Right. So one... She thinks you're more creepy now,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And then two, it's getting tougher and tougher for you because you're getting more and more scared now to go talk to her.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So my first thing of advice is go talk to her as soon as possible.
Right.
If you are, and this is, meeting a girl is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't like, unless you're going to a nightclub, you can't expect to just see a hot girl wherever you go.
Right.
Which it might happen some places in the country, right?
Yeah.
But you got to have that mindset already there walking into that grocery store of like, hey, if I see an attractive girl, nice. I'm going to go up and talk to her. But because by the time you see her and you process that mm-hmm. and then you mm-hmm. see how attractive she is and then you're staring now and then you realize you're like horny, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Then it just becomes harder.
You realize
you're
horny? Oh, shit.
Right. You look down and you're like, oh, shit.
I'm hard.
I have a fucking hard on going on right now.
Right.
Then it just becomes worse and worse and worse. So you got to do it sooner rather than later. And then you got to walk in already into that grocery store with the mindset of, hey, if I see someone attractive, I'm going to go up and approach them right now.
That's a great mentality. And I think you said it really well. It's just, you just have to expect it. Like, most people are conditioned in the sense of, if it's 10 to 2 at night on a Friday, Saturday, now I'll approach, I'll say something to a girl.
Or they rely on alcohol.
Or, which we had a full episode on not doing that. So, I think it's brilliant that you said your mindset, no matter the time of day, where you are at, be ready to start talking to a girl.
Right.
Starbucks, Ralph's, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, everything, right?
Right.
And especially here in LA, for whatever reason, I hear so many podcasts saying, start going to Whole Foods and talking to girls or guys or whatever you're into. And I'm going, that's harder than it looks because grocery stores are tough. Like, you don't really get pretty to go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. Right, right. Maybe in Hollywood you might. Right. But more often than not, people don't really dress up. They don't look hot. They're not ready. They just get in, get out. That's it.
And when girls don't look hot, they don't want to talk to anyone.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Just
so,
like how girls don't want to talk to anyone at the gym when they're sweaty.
Yeah, or hiking or whatever, right? So that's a really interesting approach. So always be ready, and you don't need the super clever line. And I think going back to the Ralph example, we're talking to those guys, and number one question that we always get is, what do I say? What's your pickup line?
Right.
Right. What would you tell them?
Well,
because it's hard to, so I'm sorry to interrupt. It's hard to go up to that girl and be like, hi, you're cute. Like, bro, she's got 500,000 followers. She's got fake tits. Like, everyone's staring
right,
at her.
Right. So, okay. I think we need to get away from the general misconception of like pickup line.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, guys think like there's some magic formula to like a perfect pickup line.
Yeah.
And there's not.
No. Nope.
Nor do you want to go say something fucking cheesy like, hey, do you have Skittles in your mouth? I want to taste the rainbow. Oh, I don't fucking know. Whatever the fuck, guys.
You just think of that on the spot?
No, it's a stupid pickup line I heard like years ago.
Bottle of cereal box.
Yeah. Just like, stupid. Like, hey, here's Google a it. Snapple fact.
Yeah.
Right? Don't use stupid pickup lines.
Yeah.
Unless it's like legitimately you're playing it off. Like it is a pickup line,
kind of call it
and
out.
You're trying to get a reaction out of it. So, like, one thing you could try at the bar that I think could be funny as a as an actual pickup line is like tap them on the shoulder, kind of like look at them, like, so you come here often, right? So that could be, you know, that could be kind of cliche and like kind of funny, right? But like pickup lines, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So many guys out here are trying to come up with like the perfect pickup line. None of that shit works. Yeah. It's really more about breaking the ice for yourself.
Yeah.
Because once you break the ice for yourself, you can get a conversation and a flow going, and then you can talk better. It's just like podcasting, right? Like our first 5 minutes of the first podcast of that day is typically like, hey, so how you doing, man? Right?
And then we start getting in flow.
And then and you're like, okay. Yeah. Now my brain's thinking, the juices are flowing.
Yep.
Same thing. Yep. What you don't want to do, the most important thing in that pickup line is strike yourself out.
Right.
So you don't want to be like, hey, yo, shoddy, let me give it some of that
some
ass.
Catcalling?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that because immediately it's like, oh shit. I hope he doesn't notice me. I'm going to run away.
Right.
So don't strike yourself out, but ask genuine questions. Genuine questions that you're truly genuinely interested in that can help you.
And here's the thing. I think if you're going to do a line, instead of saying you're hot, wow, your eyes or your smile, like some basic whatever, I found that this is a line that I've used if I want to just like straight up tell her, is I always say like, you know, I have to say something. I don't know what. Like you kind of call it out. You kind of call out the pickup line. Like, you know, I saw you across the aisle or whatever. And like, I don't know what to say. I just had to say something. Hi. Right? If you call that out, she's going to be like, all right. Like, he gets that it's awkward
weird,
or it's uncomfortable.
Weird. Gotcha.
So he's normal.
Gotcha.
Right? You're like,
gotcha.
I mean, I have to say something. I don't know. I can't think of a stupid line. I just have to come over and say something. And then usually that's a good enough.
That's way. Like you're telling her, like, you're interested in her. Yeah. Obviously, you think she's hot.
Yeah.
But you're not smooth with pickup lines. No. And it almost makes it seem like you didn't rehearse it.
No, and it's super real.
Right.
And she's like, and I just gave you a rehearsed line that comes off unrehearsed, right? So I feel that line alone shows her that you get it. And you're not going to, and you can even call up like, I'm not going to say some stupid generic line that means nothing to you. I just have to come over and say something.
Right.
And, you know, and then you go from there.
Right.
So that. But what's interesting though is when I did one on Sunday. I went up to a girl that Ralph's, and it went up really well. And the way that I always do it is you have to use a prop, right? Like, the best way, you go to like a unisex grocery store, a shopping store, Zara, Topman, whatever, like a spot that has like a unisex combination, and you can go up to her and be like, hey, I got a date tonight. You know, you justify it. Make sure you tell her why you're coming up to her. I got a date tonight with a girl I'm really into. What do you think? Red, blue? What do you think on the pants, jewelry, whatever, right? You get her opinion on it, and then you go from there.
Right.
Rouse, what I did is she ended up coming over like my right shoulder, and we ended up looking at the same thing. So I grabbed two random things off the aisle. I'm like, hi, really quick, which one?
Right.
And then her and I just start talking about that.
Right.
So just to say something, and that's a lot more like, you know,
this or that kind of.
Exactly. Gotcha. It just so happened to be like that. Like, hey, you're a girl. I got a date tonight with a girl. What do you think from a girl's perspective? And a girl looking at the same thing as me, right? She's looking at the same thing. So she's having that same dilemma in her head. So now we're just bringing it up.
Gotcha. Right?
It's interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at a grocery store or even at a bookstore, that's like the easy transition, right?
Yeah,
because it's
yeah.
like you're both looking, but you're not like looking at each other, but then you're both like, you know that she knows that you guys are both looking. So you're right. Like, oh, well,
what's yeah, this? It's a little more like aware. You're very aware.
Instead of spitting out some stupid pickup line or
you come
like,
here a lot.
Right.
It's a grocery store. Yeah, I come here a lot.
Yeah, right. So
yeah,
I think that's a good idea. Do you have any other like pickup lines that are like not like cheesy,
not really.
But like they work for you?
The gym is a tough one, but it's doable because the gym, you can't come in and be like, I got to say something because it's the gym. You kind of have, it's like high school or college, right? You kind of got to like slow roll it a little bit.
Okay.
So the gym, I've always recommended what I've seen success is you kind of, you say, hey, are you using this machine? If there's like a random machine that she's using, like, hey, are you almost done? Or whatever, right? So that's your first start. And then what you do later is you try to do the same machine that she's on again. Like, yo, you got to stop taking my machines. Are you almost done? Whatever. And then maybe you'll see her the next time, next week. And like, you again, you and the machines. You're taking whatever.
Ah,
and then
okay.
it's kind of, you can't just be like, hey, you're hot. Right?
Gotcha.
Especially at the gym, which is not what you want to do. Because she's going to force you to go to another gym or she's going to go to another gym, which is a huge pain in the ass.
Right.
So you kind of slow roll it like that. And then you'll, like, over time, like, hi, what was your name again? I'm sorry, you're taking out my machine. Jenny? Hi, Jenny, I'm Tom. Let me know if you need a spot today, okay? I'm going to go to my workout.
Gotcha.
Really
gotcha,
quick.
Gotcha.
You cannot, especially at the gym, you know, you cannot take up people's time. Like, you got to be, like, in
gotcha.
And out. Heart rate's up, you got to keep burning, right?
Right, gotcha.
So that's a really good
okay,
one.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's what I've always done.
Do you have a pickup line for the bars or the clubs?
I have a system, and I kind of want to talk about it. I don't
okay.
know. I don't really believe.
Wow,
in
you've really thought this out.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Because
yeah, yeah.
I mean, out of a lot of trial and error, you kind of like see specific patterns, right?
Okay.
And I read a lot of books on like social psychology, and I've read like Never Eat Alone, Never Split the Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrazzi, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss is really good for socializing, and kind of books in that personal development area. And I kind of bring all that together, and it worked really, really well.
Okay, so what's your system?
My system would be, like, number one is you have to see the dynamic of the group.
Okay.
So, like, if you see four girls sitting down at a table, and they're super deep in it, or even two, like this, and they're super deep, they're focused eye on eye, mm-hmm. right? They're really deep in a conversation, you do not go in, right? Most guys would be, like, they would sit, like, hey, what's your name? And you could see the girls be like, right?
Right,
kind of just
right,
completely,
right, right.
Like you lost before you showed up.
Right, right.
So what you really want to look for is you want to look for girls that are kind of like looking around. They're bored. So like if like you're talking to me and this is the girl that I want to open and she's doing this, that's the one I'm going to open.
Gotcha.
Start talking to, right?
Gotcha.
And if you see both of them looking around and they're clearly bored and like, or they're sitting at a chair area and they're just like looking out to the room. Their body language is like, you want to talk to them immediately.
Gotcha.
And that's a sign that most guys don't see. There's like a study back in the day of do guys actually go up to girls or do girls actually go up to guys? And actually, girls go up to guys.
They just don't do it verbally.
They open up their body language. They'll look at you. They'll kind of, right? They'll do the hair thing that we always miss, right?
I mean, think about what like we were saying at the grocery store.
Yeah.
What did those guys do? Yeah. They pretty much followed her. They were trying to get a better look at her, which I'm sure she noticed looking at them. Gosh. It's the same thing that a girl does. She hangs around the guy she wants to get approached by.
Exactly.
And gives him cues so that he know, you know, like right. He gets the idea.
If a girl's hovering by you for no reason, you should say something. 100%.
Gotcha.
And most...
This is some really good information, right?
Yeah, man. You really figure this shit out when you keep getting rejected a lot. And we should actually do a full episode on rejection because that's incredibly dense. But anyway, you always want to look at their body language before you go in.
Okay, so let's say the body language is good.
For one more thing. So there's like two more clues that I know she's giving me to go up to her.
Okay.
So the first one is her just scanning the room. Not looking at anybody in particular.
Okay.
The next thing you want to do, and I'm going to pretend the camera is you, right? Okay. So she's going to go like this, right? She's going to scan, but she's going to look at you for half a second.
Okay.
Right? And the third one is this. This is the one that we all look for. And the fact is, you don't even know that, like, the first and second example I gave are actually clues that she wants you to come up and talk to her.
Right.
Right? So... look for her scanning. Look for her barely making eye contact with you while still scanning. And then, obviously, the big one is her just staring at you. And they do that. I've had girls just stare at me. I'm like, oh, I gotta go in now.
Gotcha, right? Gotcha.
So that's a big one. And, of course...
there's always the one where it's like they look at you and then you look at them and then they look away.
That's huge. That's like the second one. Gotcha. The second clue. That's a big one. But what I found too is actually I want more girls to be doing this, but for whatever reason, social conditioning. But I get a lot of girls that come up to me and just be like, hi, what's your name? And which I think is, I'm super attracted to that. Super confident, right? But a tier lower than that is when a girl asks you for help. It's just like us going up to her. She could ask anybody in that bar. Yo, she knows where the bathroom is. She knows where the bar is. She knows where her friends are. She's coming up to you. Right?
Right.
Like, I get a lot of girls that will ask me to help them take a picture. I am sitting next to 20 other dudes. Right? I mean, that's a beautiful way of her, like, kind of coming after me.
Okay.
Girls, very rarely will girls be like, hi, you're so hot. Right. Very rarely does that happen. Even if they think, right.
No matter what. And when it does happen, I feel like they're blacked out.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are, like, ways of, you know, normal ways.
Right. Right.
So I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure you've experienced that plenty. And I always look for those kind of clues to start. So now let's say she's giving you zero. So let's just say she's giving you that first.
Which is what's going to happen 95% of the time.
Very rarely will she just stare at you.
Right, right.
So let's just say her and her friends are looking out to the room. They want to get approached, whatever. And you go up and you're like, okay, this is it. Number one thing you got to do, this is what I've learned over the years, is you have to match their head, right? No matter where their head is, if they're sitting down, standing up, whatever, because it's either going to be one of two things. One, it's going to cause neck strain because they got to look up at you, right? You're going to do this for 2 hours? No. You got to match it.
Okay.
Or it's just like a weird status thing, if that makes any sense.
What's a weird status
thing? Like her, like you looking down on her. It's like a subconscious kind of weird thing that sometimes they don't like. That I found. I don't know. So I always say there's an open spot next to her, sit there. So you can sit down, match her. Don't make it awkward. What you really want to do is as you talk, you're sitting down. So it kind of like masks.
Right.
Like, hi. So anyways, I was thinking.
Right, right, right. Right? And don't mention it. Like,
no.
Hey, can I sit here?
Hell no.
This chair belong to anyone?
Hell no.
Because then that gives them an out, like, oh, you need to get up.
Exactly.
We're about to leave.
Because, like, what an alpha guy would be like, I'm just sitting here. It is what it is. I'm done. Right. That's my seat.
Right.
So, and if you need to find a chair, go grab one. Use those 20 seconds of awkward, like, moving it
right.
over.
Right.
Own it. Sit down. Match head height. You're done.
Right. Okay.
That's my big thing. And then now the line. What would you recommend for lines when you're at that point? If she's just scanning the room, what do you think? And you grab that chair and you sit by her.
Again, I'm not a big line person.
Yeah.
There's a bunch you can use. You can just show your intent to want to talk to her up front.
Sure.
Just be like, hey, I saw you from over there. I thought you were really cute. Just wanted to come say hi, I'm Gene.
Yeah.
Right? That's one option. Yeah. The other option is coming in with a question, right? A question where you want to get their opinion on something, right? So maybe like kind of what you did with the shirt thing, right?
Food, yeah, or the shirt, yeah.
Right, right. Hey, what's good here?
Yeah.
Have you tried this drink?
Does this place usually get busy around town?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Hey, I'm new to town. What's a good place to go to around here, right?
Right, right.
Those are genuine questions that anyone could ask,
right.
And it's not creepy.
Right.
Right? You're not going up to her.
What would be creepy?
Creepy? Are those real? You know?
Yeah,
creepy.
Super, your intent, like, you are just like, I'm looking at your tits. I'm looking at your ass, stomach, whatever.
Right, got right. It. I think the whole complimenting thing can be creepy as well.
Interesting.
But again, that's one of those things where it kind of depends who you are as a guy,
yeah,
right?
So from
if a fucking ugly, weird dude comes up, he's a three, and he's like, hey, I think your blue eyes are mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yes.
Fucking stud, model, six-pack,
yeah.
Facial hair, chiseled jawline.
Yeah.
Hey, I think your blue eyes are mesmerizing. Oh my God, so romantic. He's so romantic.
Right.
Ugly dude. Fucking creep. Hey, security, get him out of here.
Exactly.
Right? Right?
Exactly.
So you need to use lines where it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. You're asking a genuine question. Hey, where's the best place to go around here on Saturday nights?
Right. Me and my buddy were just talking. Right. You know, it's kind of lame here. What's the next spot to go to?
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
So, and actually, you bring up the compliments. And what I found, too, is most girls don't like getting complimented that they were just, like, born with.
Right.
Because they hear it all the time. I got blue eyes. I got a nice smile. Thank you. I know. Right. I spent 3 years with braces. My mom or dad has blue eyes.
Right.
Great.
Right. Right.
I did my hair. Oh, actually, hair is really good. But what you really want to compliment on is what do girls take forever doing? You know this more than anybody.
Big thing, I don't know if this is the answer you want to hear. Big thing I've noticed is a great one is eyebrows.
Do you know why? So that's going to be my point. You're exactly right. And the reason why...
Because they drew them in?
They take forever. They work for it.
Right.
They work for the makeup. They work for the eyeliner.
They also like it because it's something that no other guy notices.
You think it's gay?
What?
To, like, notice your eye?
No. I mean, if you're saying it like, hey, I really like your eyebrows.
Special.
Right? That's different.
Right.
But I don't think it's gay. I think, if anything, it shows that you're confident and it shows your intent.
Yeah.
If you said something like, hey, and again, it's not about it, the line being quote unquote, you know, gay, homosexual, or seeming feminine or not.
Right.
It's more about where does it go after, which is the next thing I wanted to cover, right?
I mean, that we could do that in a whole episode as well.
But like, let's just cover a little bit after that, right?
Yeah.
You go up to her, you're like, hey, what shirt's better, the white one or the blue one?
Yeah, I got a date tonight.
Right,
we're going
exactly.
To catch.
She says, oh, ha, 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 I like the blue one. Where do you go after that?
And you go, really? You know, I was kind of leaning to the blue. Why would the red one, whatever? She's like, oh, it'll bring out your whatever, or it's masculine, or... whatever, and then you would go, oh, is that the kind of guy that you go for?
Right.
And then you can easily, I could go anywhere with
that. Right. So then she says, I'm just trying to get the first minute down here for the viewers out there. And for me, this is good information I'm hearing. So she says, oh, I like blue on guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that?
Do you like blue? Why? Why blue? Does it bring out their eyes? Does it bring out their teeth? Like, is it just a good color?
Right.
And... are the guys that you've gone for all wearing blue? Like as a kind of teaser a little
bit?
Right,
right.
So
you only date guys that wear blue?
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of exaggerated.
Haha, no, I just think it's a good color.
Right, right.
Got it.
So I think the key here is starting with a line, whether that shows your intention or not, and then moving that over to something where it now becomes you and me, me and you. I'm a guy that's attracted to you that wants to get to know you better. Exactly. Right? That's really important because there's some guys that have no problem being like, hey, where is the nearest bathroom? Yeah. And then the girl's like, oh, it's over there. And then he's like, oh, thank you.
You're hot, whatever.
And then he fucking walks away.
Here's actually a really good point is I want your, everybody listening, I want your opening line to not have an answer of yes, no, or over there.
Okay.
Okay. So whatever your opening line is, do not have that answer to be yes, no, or over there.
Gotcha.
Because if you go, hey, you could do the example you go, like, hey, do you, if like you're at the grocery store and you're talking to a chick.
Hey, you know where the bananas are?
No.
Okay.
Right?
By the way, speaking of bananas, are you free tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Right. You don't want that.
Right. So I want everyone's line to not elicit that answer.
Right.
So trying to be like one step ahead, right?
Which is why I mentioned earlier the opinion question.
Exactly.
Where it's like, in your opinion,
this.
And then it could turn into why.
And I also want, and that's like the more like grocery store, shopping areas, but let's just talk about straight up bars, clubs.
Okay.
And that's where this mostly goes down, right?
Right.
Most guys don't really do what we do during the daytime. They're doing their errands.
Right.
Let's talk about the times that you usually do this.
Right.
So I kind of talked about briefly if you're going to the bar and it's like 9:30, 10, where do we usually go? But what's really cool is what I found is you can get, there's some bars here in Los Angeles that a lot of creepy guys go to. And you can tell for a fact that they're grouping and they're going up to girls, they're creeping them out, and then like that's just kind of it. But what if you called that out? Like as a normal guy, and you go up to her and you're like, hey, did that guy just like grab you and like compliment your or like try to like grab your nose or something? And she goes, yeah, that's super weird, right? Like that's a yes or no, but it shows her that you get it.
How's that for it? I do like that, but I also see that backfiring because it's like now if you go in with that, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah. And then you're like, yeah, that's so creepy. Well, anyways, what's your number?
No, right? I wouldn't do that.
I mean, you obviously wouldn't go like that. But like at that point, I don't think pointing out their fault to hit on the girl when you're trying to do the same thing.
Bro, I've seen massive success doing this.
Really?
Massive. Because it's, because you're like, you can easily go anywhere you want. You're like, what's the right way to do this? Not yes or no or over there, right? It's perfect. So it's a really interesting strategy that I kind of want people to try just to kind of call it out. Because the reason how I got that idea is when I used to go to the clubs in LA here, all the promoters were doing it and they were crushing. They're like, yo, that guy's super weird, right? And she's like, yeah, oh my God, he did this, this, and this. And I was like, wow.
They're just shitting on each other.
Oh, like big time.
Gotcha.
And then you see like big, like Bulzerian do this. You see all these other guys do this. Like, yo, yeah, that guy's fucking whack. Right?
Interesting.
So calling it out is like really interesting.
Interesting.
And it's very observant and whatever, right? So I always, what's your...
I don't know if that's necessarily my thing.
Okay.
I don't necessarily like putting others down to try to get the girl.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I guess to each his own.
Yeah.
I would.
Way to make me feel like shit.
No, me personally, I would just rather try to develop a connection with her.
Yeah, because
on my own thing.
Because I always try to do, like, you're very observant, right? But what's also really good is if you are in the same, if you're experiencing the same situation. So let's just say you're in a store together and... Let's say, I don't know, it's a really long wait or there's like a mess or something. You can go to her or him and say like, wow, this line's taking forever, huh? She goes, I know. It's like, I got shit to do. And you're like, same. I got to go like feed the dogs and the, like, you can kind of go from there because you're experiencing the same moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you're a guy that's never hit on a girl before.
Right.
And you want to go... Talk to some girls, right? You're
right.
New to a city, whatever, whatnot.
Right.
Where would you recommend are the best places to go?
The best would be...
Obviously, nightclub, bar.
Yeah.
But like, Let's exclude those.
I think I recommended this in our online episode, is whatever you're into, whatever hobbies you're into, sports, craft, like creative pieces,
right.
I always recommend to go to that first, because it's an easy way to go up to people.
Right.
Like, wow,
your hobby's golf, and yeah, you're like, hey, you actually got a really good swing, right?
Yeah, how long have you been playing?
Right.
It's not yes, no, or maybe, or over there, right?
Right.
It requires a real answer. Like, wow, did you play in school? Like, how did you get so good, right? And then you can kind of joke and tease and do that whole thing, right? So I always recommend things that you are already into,
right?
Do that. Because it's really nerve-wracking to go up to that girl at Ralph's who has headphones in and a mask on.
Right.
And she, and like, what do you do? You gotta like do this motion and you gotta do this motion, right? It's just super awkward. She knows what you're doing.
Right.
So if you come in a lot more like sly and you come over like and you go, hi, excuse me, really quick, which rice do you recommend? And she's like, I don't know. Right? And they're like, oh no, like, you know, I'm trying to be healthier and I just don't know if I should go brown or white. Right? And it's like, oh, you should try white. Right. Really? Right. Do you want, kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Right. So that was my big thing for sure.
Interesting. Interesting. Yes. That's good to know. My thing is just, like I was saying before, is just being able to talk to them in the first place. Right. Have the fucking balls
really quick
to go up to them.
Really quick. This is the biggest thing out of everything I just said. Number one, I want your mindset to say, what if? I want you to think, man, that this is what got me into this whole world. I used to not be like this. 4 years ago, I could not do any of what I'm doing now. The biggest mindset shift that I had out of 10 years of talking to girls, and I'm 27, was how would I know if this girl in front of me could either be a great one-night experience, a great girlfriend where I learned a lot of things, or the most important, the biggest thing, this girl in front of me could be my wife. And I would have no idea because I'm too much of a bitch, a pussy, whatever.
Right.
My dad met my mom at a bar, and they've been married for 35 years.
Right.
So it's that mindset that really helped me. I'm like, God, this girl is stunning. I don't really believe in leagues to an extent. Like, I get it. But I've also experienced enough where I'm like, you know, I can.
What do you mean you don't really believe in leagues? Like someone being out of your league?
Yeah, I don't really believe in that because I have found, to an extent, right? Like you can't, like there's some things you just can't control.
Right.
Right. But I think I'm good looking enough and I carry myself well enough where I can attract the girls that, I know it sounds cocky and egocentric, but it is, I think, I believe it. Because I have attracted and dated girls that I would have never thought in years that we actually both personally, mutually know, that I told you about, that I would have no shot at, and she gave me a shot because of the things that the personal development journey that you go on breeds real confidence that she can sense. And then, of course, with all of these other little things that I told you, that they all come together and she will get attracted for sure.
Gotcha.
My number one thing is the what if.
Right.
Your wife, your husband, your part, whatever, could be right in front of you and you have no idea. And the fact that you have no idea means that you'll never know.
Right.
And I always find that
Is that what you recommend these people that have never done it, if they're inspired from this episode?
Yeah.
To try it out.
You have to do something. And if you need to Google some lines, so be it. But I want you to say something. Because in college,
even if that means going up to them and being like,
yo, I don't know what to say.
Hey, you're beautiful. And literally running away.
If that's what it takes.
At least you did something. Or even if it's, where's the fucking bathroom? And she says, I don't know, or that way.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, thanks. And we walk away. Everyone needs to start somewhere.
That is the perfect way to start, is what you just said. Yeah. That's exactly how I started. I don't know what to say to her. Where's the bar? It's clearly right fucking there. Right. Or it's, you know, where's the bathroom? And it's clearly a sign, neon sign, right?
Right.
So it's just, You have to start. I agree with you so much. And the what ifs will kill you. And what you'll notice over time is this shit turns into like a muscle, like you're working out, where you'll just start firing. She's cute. Hey, really quick. Right? Hey, she's gorgeous. Hey, come over here. I have a, what do you think? Which, sure.
Right.
Right? It'll become instinctual. And over time, that builds confidence. And over time that, you'll just crush.
Right.
So that's just from my experience. My potential wife standing in front of you, the mother of your kids standing in front of you, and you have no idea.
Way to make that fucking dramatic over you. The mother of your kids.
One day. And you have no idea because you're too much. You're like, I don't know what to say. Bro, come on. Be better than that, right?
Gotcha.
That's my advice. What do you think about that?
No, it's good. It's good. I think it's very important for that. The other thing I wanted to cover, it was just making sure she knows that you're there to hit on her. That's very important because if it's based off of a, let's hang out sometime. My friend might be interested in you. Yeah. Like some people do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Make it very well known that you're into her.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you do
Maybe it? You don't start off by going up to her and being like, hey, I want to fuck. I think you're hot. But at some point, she needs to know very clearly that the reason why you're talking to her, and let's be real, they're not stupid.
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
Bro, girls are way more aware than we ever will be.
Right.
Because they get hit on more. They're just experienced more at our age. Right? You're not going to fool her. So you're not gonna go, wait, you're into me?
And like, and you know what they think? You know what they think? He's a coward.
He has no confidence. He's a beta.
Exactly.
He's like, what is he doing?
Right.
Yeah. So I hope all the advice that we gave was pretty good. I think that we gave you guys so much actionable, real advice because me and Gene have seen and heard of the shows and the podcasts of just go be confident, Gene. You see her, go talk to her. That advice sucks.
I agree.
I've heard countless dating podcasts. Like, just be you. Be funny. That's terrible advice. What do you do? You don't do anything with that. Like, if we're at a bar tonight and you go, hey, bro, that girl is stunning. And I go, all right, cool, man. Just go be confident. It doesn't help. Rather than being like, all right, cool. So look at her body language, right? I want you to study that. But she's open. So she wants to get talked to. And she's bored. And she's on her phone. We'll say a line like, oh, don't you hate it when they're 10 minutes late, right? That's something. It may not be the best line, but you got to see she's bored. She's like, haha, no, I'm doing this or whatever. I'm waiting for my friends or whatever.
Right, right.
So the fact, like what we said earlier, is you just got to do something. And I think that advice is pretty good to leave off. And I want to hear everyone's stories and lines that they have tried. Let Gene and I know. That
please do.
We're really interested. And if you want our advice on what we would do in your situation, let us know. DM us. We'll be happy to help you out. We'll talk about it on the next episode. And make sure to like, comment, subscribe. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm Gene W. Park.
Thank you so much, guys. We hope we help you out.
Peace out.
Peace out.